We'll hear now.
The following you're about to hear is the final segment from the tape Historical Radioactivity.
Signal was once in Cuba in 58, playing tenor in the Mafia Run Casino in the Havana Hilton. Like all casinos, it is chaos converged. The anarchy of random numbers transforming into profits for the few. That year's New Year's Eve is a bash to be remembered. The tall, striking mulatto girl whipping the nipples of a dark señorita with a thorn stems of red roses. Beads of dark blood appear, the color of her nipples and the roses themselves. The Husky Island accent. So you like it, no? The blood is delicious. And the well-oiled nude girl picking up money from the tables of wasted, leering customers with the prehensile lips of her cunt. Soon the electricity is cut and the pandemonium continues. The popping of champagne corks transformed into the popping of guns. Che Guevara and Advance Force have arrived in town. The image Signal will remember is blonde Christina, evening dress torn, laughing maniacally, drinking red wine from an emerald golden chalice held high, illuminated by the distant explosions in the night. A decade later, after the world's first heart transplant, the death of Che, and the Tet Offensive, the radicalization of Signal takes place. His newfound fire gives rise to this verse. No more mink sinks, rich finks. Mao did, She might. He, Lee, becomes the gorilla of the mind. We come through time and find Alexander of Macedonia, king of Eurasia and conqueror of its mind. A deity by self-proclamation, claiming to be descended through the ages of the Ionians and Hyperboreans, primordial giant man-gods of the north, predecessors of Atlantis, the capital was called Thule. Alexander, paranoid, psychic ruthlessness, a fanatic who drives himself and his army to the limits of exhaustion, assassinated his father when he was 20 years of age by poisoning the figs while still on the tree. The mega army invincible sweeps through Asia Minor, Egypt, and India. Fanatically self-indulgent, he would murder his friends and dunk in arguments, driving ever onward, obsessively executing those who fell into his mistrust. Meeting his cruel faggot's death of self-annihilation during a lengthy drunken binge, he implemented genetic control. Part of the plan was to create a master race. Rome, conqueror of Western civilization, becoming a culture of death to thousands in the public sexual torture of the arena. It became fashionable for the chic women of Rome to have live-in floggers. Even the emperor, Caligula Caesar, would dress in drag as a whore in black snakeskin garb and sneak incognito through the night streets. Christianity, fervent conqueror of Europe and Byzantium, beginning as a doctrine of life, but soon becoming a baby Jesus con game and spawning such peculiarities as fanatical warrior monks bent on world domination. Europe enters the bloody Inquisition, and Western Asia enters the bloody jihad of the holy prophet Muhammad. Muhammad, eyes burning, thundering in the holy jihad, saber held high, eyes burning in fanaticism, eyes burning the fire of religion. Signal's revelation. Watching Bonanza on television, feeling sympathy because little Joe's new wife burned up when the house burned down, imagines what he would do in such a situation. Imagines himself becoming a religious fanatic and leading an obsessed holy war. At the head of a charge in Arabia, thundering on horseback, saber raised high, the holy yell booming from within. Hit in the chest by death, sword making a downward arc, followed by him. Not stopping at the ground, but entering the earth, then exploding. Now he's both earth and sky, and everywhere. Genghis Khan and his thundering herd. First conquering Asia, then renouncing barbarianism, and becoming the greatest patron of the arts the world had ever known. Can you imagine what it's like to see him eat? Belly hanging out, ripping off greasy legs of lamb with his bare hands, gobbling, farting, and snorting. Smacking a harem girl in a plump rump. Ah, religion. and an ample supply of poppy seeds. His grandson, Kublai Khan, King of China, was on hand to greet the seafaring Marco Polo of medieval Italy. For millennium, Italy was to be controlled by the church. 200 years later, the man, Machiavelli, tried to do something about this and spawned theories of a single and charismatic prince heading a powerful military who would unite Italy's many petty provinces, justifying ruthlessness as a political tool. Adopting principles from ancient Rome, Machiavelli once attended a dinner in his honor given by the artist inventor, Leonardo da Vinci, in which everything was black. The walls, the table, the food. It was even served by negresses and Leonardo's black war machines. Black, color of the vestments worn by the secret esoteric societies such as the Cathars and the Templars, keepers of the Grail, which is the knowledge inscribed in the ancient, undecipherable runes of Hyperborea, and heresy in the eyes of the church during the times when heretics were burned at the stake. It is this grail that King Arthur and the 12 knight priests were in search of. Ancient knowledge of the cup and sword, known by Christ, but eons more ancient. Machiavelli considered King Fernando of Spain to be the archetype of the prince in his time. While in Spain as ambassador of Florence, Machiavelli met seafaring explorers who had been to the land called Americas. They spoke of cities made of gold, where the native priests would stand atop monolithic pyramids and tear the hearts of beautiful living virgins and hold the still pulsating organs above their heads to the sun. Then it stops. These people of the Gamma Cross shall be allowed to survive a bit longer. The Aztec, the Maya, and the Inca migrating through tunnels from the North Pole, land of Thule, the perfect zero and perfect rotation. Then migrating south to the equator, land of greatest movement, beyond which all is opposite, where the mythical lake flows into two waterfalls, each with a vortex spiraling in the direction opposite the other. One day, the capital of Chile will be named for Santiago, St. James, the Moor Killer, the saint that the conquistadors would pray to before battle. To the Inca, he was Apu Ilapu, thunder god of the north, to whom human sacrifices were made.
One, two, three, four, five. Are the police, you people are your point of view. One, two, three, four, five.